Last week, Joe Norton began a series on installing and using Slackware Linux, and we're going to continue that this week.
Okay, here we are at the computer, and we're just about ready to install Slackware Linux. I have the required files that I mentioned earlier. I have a boot disk. In my case, since I use a DoubleTalk speech synthesizer, the boot disk is called bear-i.dt. Then I have the color.gz root disk file, and then I have the program that writes these files onto a floppy disk. It's called rawwrite.exe. I've placed these three programs in their own subdirectory. I called it /slack on my hard drive. You can call it whatever you want to. So the next step is to actually create the boot and root disks so that I can start installing Slackware. There are a couple of things that you may want to keep in mind. When you're using RawWrite to actually create the boot and root disks, it's a good idea to execute this from straight DOS mode. In other words, if you're running Windows 95 or 98, be sure and say that you want to exit and restart in MS-DOS mode. Or you can boot to a command prompt only, and that should fix the problem. The program has worked for me in a DOS box, I'll say that, but it does run a lot slower, so that's something that you should keep in mind. Also, it's a good idea to silence your speech synthesizer while the system is writing the data out to the disk. I've been told that does interfere with things, so it's always best to have the speech synthesizer quiet while you're doing this, just to be on the safe side. So now I'm at a DOS prompt. Let me make sure.
/grater.
Okay, and so I now need to get into the Slack directory, so I just do a cd.
Cd.
Space.
Back.
Backslash slack.
/slack/grater.
Okay, I'm at the Slack directory now, and I'm ready to actually start creating the boot and root disks. To do this, you would simply use the rawwrite command, which we talked about earlier. And the boot disk, as I mentioned, that I downloaded is called bear-i.dt. That's because I have a DoubleTalk speech synthesizer. So I need a floppy disk. First of all, I have one here. I will place it in the A drive. And I simply type the command rawwrite.
R-A-W-R-I-T-E.
Remember, that's R-A-W-R-I-T-E, space. bear-i.dt.
bare-i.dt.
That's the file name. Space. A:.
A:.
And I'm going to press enter and also silence my speech. And I can hear it writing to the floppy drive, so I will pause briefly while it continues with this process. Okay, we have finished writing the boot disk out, so I remove it, of course, and write protect it. Pull the little tab over, that way I don't accidentally erase everything on it with my fumbling around here. Next, I need to get another floppy, and I need to create the root disk. That's the disk that actually has the programs you'll need to install Slackware Linux. So I've got another floppy. And I do the same thing, put it in the A drive, type in rawwrite,
R-A-W-R-I-T-E,
space, and the name of the file this time is color.gz,
C-O-L-O-R.gz,
space, A:.
A:.
And I press enter, and silence my speech. And I can hear it writing out to the floppy drive, so again I will pause and let it continue on. Okay, we are finished. It's finished writing the root disk. I pull it out and write protect that also, just to be on the safe side. And that's it. The next step is to actually boot the computer into Linux. So I grab the boot disk here and place it in the A drive. And I simply do the old three-finger salute, Control-Alt-Delete. Takes it a moment. It's looking at the floppy drive. Okay, and you heard my floppy drive head move a little bit. And now my screen shows a boot:" prompt. And that's a prompt from the Linux loader, otherwise known as Lilo. And if I need to pass any special parameters to the kernel, say if I'm using a older light talk, I may need to tell SpeakUp the serial port or some other parameters so that SpeakUp knows where the speech synthesizer is so it can start talking immediately. In my case, I'm using a double talk internal, so I don't really need to type anything here. Again, there are certain situations, say if you're using an older double talk serial speech synthesizer, that you may need to specify what serial port the device is on. Also, if your modem is before your speech synthesizer, it might be helpful to just tell SpeakUp where the speech synthesizer is, on which serial port. And any of us on the SpeakUp list can give you assistance in that area, so if you have any problems there, just feel free to drop us a line at the SpeakUp mailing list. So now I just press enter here. Again, you can hear my floppy drive working, and what it's doing now is actually loading the Linux kernel that has the SpeakUp screen review package compiled into it. So in just a few seconds, you should hear my double talk begin speaking.
Double talk found Linux version 2.2.13 root not run GCC version x 2.91.66 19,990,000.
Okay, and all that is, it's giving us a lot of information about the system, telling us what kind of hardware we have, that sort of thing, and it's quite a lot to listen to if you've never heard it before. There are a couple of things which you may want to watch out for, and we'll talk about those after we've actually set up the hard drive partitions. And I silenced that. It's a whole lot to listen to, as I've said before. I did this by hitting the numpad enter. That's the enter key on the numeric keypad. And that synchronizes the SpeakUp review cursor, if you will, with the system cursor. And let's see where I am.
Blank.
I use the 8 key to read the current line. If you're familiar with ASAP, the screen review commands are very similar. You use the 7 key to read the previous line, the 8 key on the numeric keypad to read the current line, and the 9 key on the numeric keypad reads the next line. Similarly, the 4, 5, and 6 keys read the previous, current, and next words that you're looking at, and the 1, 2, and 3 keys function the same way as far as characters are concerned, and that 1 reads the previous character, 2 reads the current character, and 3 reads the next character that you're moving over. So if you're familiar with using the ASAP screen reader in DOS, chances are you'll find SpeakUp an interesting and pleasant environment to work in. It's not exactly the same, but there are some similarities. Now, what we're interested in is right above this blank line that my cursor is on, and so I will read that.
VFS, insert root floppy disk to be loaded into RAM disk and press enter.
Insert root floppy disk to be loaded into RAM disk and press enter. That's what we wanted to hear, so I'm going to remove the boot disk and place the root disk in the floppy drive and press enter.
RAM disk, compressed image found at block 0.
RAM disk, compressed image found at block 0, and it's now loading the setup program and various other things into a RAM disk, and it will launch it from there. That takes a few moments.
VFS, mounted root Minix file system, freeing unused kernel memory, 60K freed init, version 2.76 booting the /proc type proc RW init, entering run level, for welcome to the Slackware Linux installation disk version 7.0.0 import, read the information below carefully, you will need...
Okay, I will silence that because I'm going to slow the speech synthesizer down, for those of you who are not used to the double talk. And now I'm going to read that message that pops up again more slowly, and that way you'll see what kind of things are happening on the screen here.
Welcome to the Slackware Linux installation disk version 7.0.0 important. Read the information below carefully. You will need one or more partitions of type Linux native prepared. It is also recommended that you create a swap partition type Linux swap prior to installation. For more information, run setup and read the help file. If you're having problems that you think might be related to low memory, this is possible on machines with 8 or less megabytes of system memory. You can try activating a swap partition before you run setup. After making a swap partition, type 82 with disk or disk. Activate it like this. /dev/partition/swap/dev/partition. Once you have prepared the disk partitions for Linux, type setup to begin the installation process. If you do not have a color monitor, type termpt100 before you start setup. You may now log in as root. Slackware login.
Okay, and we're at a Slackware login prompt. It told us a few things. Mentions that we'll need Linux native partitions and Linux swap partitions on the hard drive. That's fairly obvious, otherwise we can't install Linux. Notice, too, it gave some advice on what to do if we had low memory. And also it gave advice on what to do if you had a monochrome monitor so you could see the color menus and things better. SpeakUp reads these pretty well, so we don't need to worry about that. The first thing we need to do is, as it says, you may now log in as root. And root is what is known as the super user. Root can do anything. Delete files, rename files, copy files, and see any file on the system. Root can even trash the whole system if he wants to, but that's usually not what you want to do. So anyway, now I'm going to just type in the word root.
R-O-O-T.
And press enter.
Linux 2.2.13. If you're upgrading an existing Slackware system, you might want to remove old packages before you run setup to install the new ones. If you don't, your system will still work, but there might be some old files left laying around on your drive. Just mount your Linux partitions under /mnt and type tool. If you don't know how to mount your partitions, type tool and it will tell you how it's done. To partition your hard drives, use disk or disk. To activate PCMCIA/cardbus devices needed for installation, type PCMCIA. To activate network devices needed for installation, type network. To start the main installation, type setup.
Okay, it gives us a lot of helpful information. Some of this is a little technical, and we don't have time to really discuss all of it. But at any rate, the first thing we want to do is partition the hard drives. Now, SpeakUp didn't say this, but right where our cursor is, there's a number sign prompt just to the left of it.
Space, number.
There it is. That is a shell prompt, and usually root in Slackware Linux has a number sign prompt to show you that you are the super user, whereas the regular users will have a dollar sign prompt. At any rate, what we want to do is partition the hard drive, because all I have right now is a Win98 partition, and I need something else. I need the Linux swap and the Linux native primary partitions before I can actually install.
And that is a topic that Joe will return to next week when we get to part 3 of this tutorial series. Now, if you would like to hear the full tutorial in its entirety and you don't want to wait till next week, the website to do that on is Joe's own website, www.nortcom.com. That's www.nortcom.com. You will also find a link there to the official SpeakUp website.
Main menu.
Main menu.
The time has come for us to log off for another week. On behalf of all of the Main Menu team, I'm Jonathan Mosen, inviting you to join us again next week.